Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and dang sexy people. Boy, do I have some information for you. If you're new with us, know that you have tuned into a show that's all about the highest channeled information of the truth. This is where we come to find out where science and spirituality come together. We move out of the woo-woo and into consciously creating our lives. It's a powerful show and a powerful community. So welcome. First of all, happy Mother's Day, everybody. And happy Mother's Day to me, and happy Mother's Day to our universe, the mother of them all. Please, I'm going to invite you to read my e-blast tomorrow. Whether she says so herself is rather touching, all about Mother's Day. So, you know, I'm getting ready to go to China. I leave Friday. I want you to know that all the shows while I'm gone will be new. They will not be repeated shows. And one of them, our beloved Nadia, will be back to host. Nadia just had a brand new baby boy. So make sure you acknowledge that when and if you talk to her while I'm gone. Okay, so I have to get to all of this. You know, I've been telling you sometime that I felt like the work was changing. Something big was about ready to happen. Well, I definitely have part of that for you today. I'm going to give you some of the other stuff in a nutshell that's come in. We've opened up, you know, some big, huge portal again, because that's the energy just is pouring in, guys, the information. So one of them is about cancer, that we have all been looking for a cure for cancer instead of a vaccine to eradicate it. So I want all of us to come together and know and claim that we are the answers for the vaccine of cancer, and that we are it, and therefore we have the answer. Now, some of these are going to be kind of different words, and you will find out why the more I get into the show. The second thing is we have to, or being asked to, direct all energy of ourselves that exist on all continuums. Now get this, we're directing it to claim for itself that it is an integrated part of us, and it is integrating toward the highest desires of our heart in the creation of that. So we are the energy that has the power to direct all our energy to integrate toward absolutely what we want in this lifetime. The third thing was a huge thing that my brother and I got to yesterday. For the sake of expediency on the show, I'm not going to go through the whole process of how we got there. But it absolutely ties in and leads to what they got me up early today to get to, which is the big shift. It was the belief that God Betrays Me, and / I Betray Me. Now, if we have a belief, and it's interesting, the channel saying almost all energy has this core belief that God, and you can call it the Force, you can call it divine love, you can call it Buddha, don't stop hearing what I'm saying because I'm using the word God, because that's just another excuse for you to limit yourself. If we have a belief that God betrays me, and we know that we are God, which if you've been a part of this community for any time at all, we know that we are all God. We are the God of us. We were given free will to create, just as the one energy. And if everything's one energy and all there is energy, then God is us. We are God. So if God betrays us and I'm the God of me, therefore I'm betraying me. Either way, we get betrayed in the final energy that we are choosing to create. Now, all of this came around us tracking back a belief that affluence, money, but a lot of money, more than enough money, was tied into sickness somehow. So affluence had to equal sickness. In my brother's case, it was morality. There was a belief that when and if he made more than enough money or did what he had to make to achieve more than enough money, he had to compromise his morality somehow. Mine was physical sickness, and I remember after Cujo, and you'll read more about this in the e-blast, but at that point, I was making more money than I had ever made up to that point, and just got deathly ill with Coxsackie and my adrenals going out and all kinds of things that came down upon me. But it started around the age when I was 7, and when I got that information, it led back to a time in my childhood where I was very, very sick. I don't know, I don't remember what I had, whether it was mono, or, but I know I had to stay in bed for a very long time. And I had to stay with my grandma because in my perception, they were rich enough that they didn't have to work. I didn't understand they were retired, but mommy and daddy had to go to work every day, right? So they couldn't take care of me, so I went to the house that had enough money to take care of me to be sick. And that illusory happenstance was enough to start solidifying this belief in me. And let's see, it's mental, physical, spiritual, and chemical. Okay, so mine is also connected to chemical, the chemical balance within your body, right, which affects your adrenals. So I want you to see how easy it is to put these things together when we're a child. I'm very excited. I've just confirmed a brain specialist who's going to be with us on June 30th, which is the next webinar. We won't be doing a webinar in May because I'll be in China. Okay, so here's the big stuff, guys. Everybody, stop doing whatever you're doing. This is what I wrote a few years ago. I am the creation of me. We were given free will to choose the direction of energy in a conscious way. Now, that's what we've been doing for years, is directing energy. Everything that I've taught has been based on the direction of energy, that energy needs to be directed toward what you want it to be. Today, we are really making the next big step. Some of you might think we have done this already. We haven't. And what I want you to hear is we are going from directing energy to defining it. We are going from directing ourselves to defining ourselves. And I'm going to try to quickly explain the difference. If you say, I direct my heart to open, it will open your heart. It is not the same as, I am an open heart. Because I direct my heart to open means I have the will to. And in this moment, it does. When you say, I am an open heart, it creates consistency by creating the creation itself of an open heart. Okay? Not a heart that will open, but a heart that is open. So I am an open heart is much different than directing. I am directing my heart to open. We actually back away from the final beingness of what we want by directing any longer. It was a process that we had to be taught to know and totally understand in this moment the enormity of what we're doing here. So I want you to think of it in terms of a noun. When you make your claims, you never claim a verb or an adjective. You claim the noun. So if you want money, I am money, not I am directing me to have more money. Had to sneeze. Not I am happy, but I am happiness itself. I'm going to lead you through a few here. I am power. Not I don't want power. Not I'm directing myself to be power. I am power. And I am the power. I am awesome. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am accepted. I am successful. I am there. No, they're, see, they caught me already. I am success. Not successful. Oh, that was a good blunder there so that you could understand the difference. I am there. I'm already there. I am God. So I'm hoping that you are grasping. It's a very small tweak in our understanding and huge in what is going to show up energetically for us, that we literally are the frequency and the vibration of the energy that we'll create and does create and is creating and actually is all the desires of our heart. I am money. I am health. I am success. I am joy. I am love. I am acceptance. And so it is. Okay. They want us to balance this now by claiming the symbol and the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, with an open heart. We strongly claim with a whole new understanding today, I am divine love itself. And so it is. Now I can go to the calls. Please have your questions ready. If you want to speak with the channel, press 1 now so that we can get your name up here and get you in the switchboard. Okay, I'm being literally told, and I'm not usually, but I am today, to start with Lucinda in Missouri. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. It's Lucinda.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'd like you to know, I'm holding a chicken.
Yes.
And I'm treating her. She got caught with a critter last night and hobbled home, so I'm treating her while we visit on the farm.
Oh, what is it?
She's my chicken.
Oh, your chicken. Oh, well, so I am a doctor, huh?
Well, yes, and I want you to know that indeed you are, because just everything that you said, I could go in three different directions, that is exactly the plane that I am riding. And my question for the channel is, I am living my greatness and my life the way I want. I get to hold a chicken today if I want to.
Indeed.
So I'm loving that. And in the last month, I participated in volunteering at Project Greatness. They have a fan page on, and it's near Ferguson in St. Louis County. And we went up there to enrich a building that was derelict so the director can have enrichment programs for reading and art and gardening.
Uh-huh. So what's your question, baby?
Well, I was just going to tell you as well is that we did murals on all the walls of the space. I am statements to go along with what you're saying. I am greatness. I am royalty. All of these.
Yeah, and that actually, one reason that you called in is they want everyone to claim right now, I am greatness. That I heard it the first time you said it. It kind of shot me against the wall. So we're all coming forward. Now, remember, when you say that, you are defining who you are. You are saying, this is literally the energy that I am. I am the energy of greatness. So we are claiming that, and so it is. But there's one thing they want to give you. And by giving it to you, they're saying, through you, you will help create it in this community and beyond. Okay, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Okay. They want us all to know, unequivocally, we can handle this greatness. We are the light. So let's claim that. I am the light.
I am.
Not
the
I'm
light.
Trying to get to the light. Not I'm in fear that I can't handle the light. Not that I don't have a right to be the light. I am the light. And because I'm the light, I certainly know how to handle my beingness, my greatness, my awesomeness. We absolutely are the energy that, I don't like the word handles, that creates the acceptance and the celebration, that's the word, the greatness and the celebration of our own light. And so it is. So
it is.
We're not only the light, I am the celebration of the light. I am the acceptance of the light. So you're starting to get an idea of, and don't get too terribly tripped up on the words, because I know that's one thing you guys use, we all use, to limit ourselves. We go, oh, I don't know what the right words are. If you're looking for a word and you can't find it, just remember that you're divine love. Okay, because you can insert that all the time. I'm not getting anything else to give you, Lucinda. Does that feel like what you called for?
Yes. I am absolutely rocking my life, and it's because of learning about my beingness and that I'm all of these things. When I speak it out, I am.
You bet. We are everything that there has ever been to be or will be created. We are creation at will. There you go. There's our next claim. I am creation. I am creation itself. That's a pretty powerful statement. And the more
we
accept it and acknowledge it and claim it, the more creation we are. Thank you so much. What a great, incredible start to the show, Lucinda. Thank you. And you go take care of that little chickie.
I love you.
I love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to Anya in North Carolina. Hi, honey.
Hi there. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a very sick kitty, and I would appreciate any information, additional information that I have not already gotten from the vet. There is a possibility that...
Well, it's interesting because the minute you said, I have a very sick kitty, it goes to no.
Okay.
So where we're going is what the kitty is mirroring, not in you, but someone or interactions within your household.
Okay. Well, I'm the only one here.
Book.
Her.
That would be a big no.
Okay. So
you're the only one you can see
else.
That's there.
Right. That's my point. Right.
Okay. Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song.
Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Okay. There's something that's taking the, that's the highest word. There's something that's taking the joy down in the vibration of your house, and it's old energy. And the channel is suggesting, and I'm always on the fence as Dee herself with this, because, again, I don't quite understand why we can't just direct it. But they're saying we are directing by doing this. They're suggesting to you that you sage your house.
Okay.
And just say that any energy that is... Okay, they don't want me to come from the negative. Okay, all energy that resides here is in harmony with divine love.
Okay.
Wow, I think I'll go through mine and do this. That feels really good. Can you feel that when I say
that? Yeah.
Saging the house. Okay, so what did I say?
All energy that resides here is in harmony with divine love.
Right, all energy that resides here. God dang, it makes me want to cry.
I'm feeling it too.
It right in my heart.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's claim that for ourselves, guys, that all energy that resides here within me as me is in harmony with divine love. Oh, my God, that just moves me.
Wow.
And so it is. Oh, so thank you so much. Thank your kitty.
Yeah.
You know,
so if I do this, then she will have a comeback? Is that what you're gaining from this?
That's not the right... When all the energy in the house is in balance with divine love, it will allow her the opportunity if she so chooses.
Okay.
Okay. So just love on her and tell her mommy's bringing all the energy back into divine love and you would like her energy to be in harmony now.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to get on last week to ask about this and I didn't make it. So it's sort of been like holding our own. It's like, okay, how many days can you go without pooping now? Can we get this moved along? So I'm doing what I can to support her.
Yes, and I want to remind everyone, guys, that no beingness leaves without choice.
Right.
And we have to honor that choice because oftentimes, as you will hear in the past life regression that's on the my website, that Dolores Cannon did with me, that oftentimes energy leaves because it's their job to empower us, and the energy has to leave in some way so that we can empower ourselves without it.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Much love to you.
Thank you so much. Wow, thank you very much.
You bet.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to Phyllis in Hawaii. How are you, Hot Stuff?
Oh, good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's funny because I woke up and I had this what I thought was a message, and then I just want to get clarity because the message was kind of like, why do you go into every situation with an open heart? You need to be more guarded. And then what I'm getting is
there's your core belief, Phyllis.
What's that?
That's your core belief. That's what's been running you from the time we've met.
That I don't trust the open heart?
Yeah. And we all share that, by the way. The world and our upbringing and our past lives have taught us, don't trust divine love. Because if you trust divine love, you get crucified and beheaded and burned at the stake and all that stuff, right? But it's the belief that you can't trust divine love that created that in the first place, even as far back as Christ, they're saying. Okay, now I'm being corrected. Christ came forward to show you that that belief was false, that you can always trust divine love because death does not have anything to do with whether it continues to exist or not. But of course, we didn't really put all that together. So we have kept and have always been guarding our hearts. And that's been the definition, really, of mankind for pretty much the beginning of time, is I am a guarded heart. Well, if we're a guarded heart, our hearts aren't open, the energy doesn't flow, and we are saying to the universe, I don't trust you. So I am an open heart. I am divine love. I am trust of the universe and beyond. I am all those things. And so it is. When I say there's something higher, I get everybody is calling to give us clarification and more concrete understanding of this huge shift that we were given today from direction to definition. Do you understand, Phyllis?
I'm just absorbing it. Wow, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for bringing it in. Love you, honey.
Love you.
Okay, how much do we love this frickin' community? How powerful are we? I'm just saying. All right, Lavonne, I hope I'm saying that correctly, in Nevada.
It's Lavonne. Yes.
Lavonne, I'm sorry.
It's Lavonne. That's
Hi,
fine.
Hi, sweetheart.
Happy
how
Day.
Are you?
Hello. I'm doing pretty good. One of the things I was calling about was when you say take yourself to your love space and that kind of thing, I always think of my cockatoo, my beautiful white cockatoo that I've had for 19 years. And she left last month. And you just mentioned something about pets. And I'm trying to understand why she left. She was supposed to outlive me. She was supposed to live 65 years.
She was supposed to outlive you according to the rules and regulations of mankind.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I thought she'd always be with me, though.
Yes, and her job was done. Those are the words I keep hearing. Her job was done. So that's the highest word. They want to know, what were you depending on her for? Oh.
Wow. She was my center. My love place.
Your companion.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. My constant companion at home.
It's time to find a companion. So
a
when
companion.
I say those words, what it
myself.
What comes up?
Myself.
Yes. I get a yes on
other-
that. It's time to find that love place within yourself, within all ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be, I am the love. And I am the love for myself, not dependent on anything outside of myself. But they're also saying that she, it, was encouraging you, is encouraging you, even in this moment, to create a new companion.
Hmm.
Now, my little mind goes, well, that means a love relationship. And it does mean a love relationship, but not necessarily another man or woman.
Right. It's a heart relationship.
Yeah. It's very important that you know. It's just funny. I've never talked to a cockatoo before.
Oh, she's such a beautiful, sweet little creature.
So clearly. And it's very important to her. I keep wanting to say her, so I'm going to.
It is her.
It's very important to her that you know that you are the creation of this open heart and love, that you can create it with anything you choose to create it with, because you were making a very strong connection to, okay, I can do it with her. But I'm not sure I know how to do it with somebody or something else. And it is representative of the red dot or a doorknob. Mm-hmm. When we can unconditionally love a doorknob, we can take our love out into the world toward anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can
receive
see the
love from anything. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. what she wants to point her beak at. is you receiving love from anything and anywhere. She wants you to know that you are the God of you that decides that you can do this. It, as much as she loved you, she wants you to experience love in all places. Is this starting to make sense to you? Because it certainly makes sense to me.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You know,
I could see the innocence in her that I wanted to see in myself. You know, no matter, even if she was being naughty, she was sweet, innocent, pure love.
Having fun. I had a cockatoo. She had a great time eating all my furniture.
Oh.
But so that would create a lot of happiness within her energy, is if you can just start loving other energy as unconditionally as you loved her, including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the theme of our show, I am the love for me. I am the unconditional love for myself. That's who I am.
Okay.
I am the unconditional love for all energy. That is literally who I am, and so it is. There's something
May
else.
Ask another? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've twisted my left ankle 3 times, and it affects my hip. It doesn't affect my ankle. What's going on with that?
That's
number 3
always,
to me is significant.
Guys, anything with your knees, your feet, your, you know, stuff like that, it's about moving forward, and it's directly
okay.
tied into what we just talked about.
Okay.
Move forward into experiencing love with yourself, being the love that you send out to experience with other energy. Is there a higher understanding of that? No. Have we asked all the right questions? So we're not faltering anymore, guys. We're not holding ourselves back. We're not, quote, tripping ourselves up. So I am the energy that consistently and consciously and fluidly and easily moves forward, right, in divine love, in the expression of the divine love that I am. And so it is. Because if you're expressing your divine love for yourself, you absolutely are the power, the wealth, the health, the success, right? because there's no other way to express divine love for yourself. If you are it, then to experience the greatness that you are in every way, in all things that you want. So that's who we are, period. That's our story, and we're sticking to it. Thank you, darling. Thanks for calling
in. Happy Mother's Day.
You too.
Bye.
All righty. Let's go to Mary in San Jose. What's up, dude?
Hello, Dee. I just wanted to ask you, what is the highest information you have for me today?
They want you to ask a more succinct, pertinent question, Mary.
How about what is the most important thing I need to know today?
Bingo, that would be the question. Okay, mm-hmm. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Arthur,
have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Could you go have more fun? Now, talk to me about that. Do you get that when the channel says that?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, just in the vibration of your voice and what mm-hmm. we're getting from your voice from the time you came onto the call, till that little laugh, your vibration has lightened considerably. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Fun, again, people, fun is a huge part of creation. We, in the past, have, like religion, wanted to make it serious, all right, and difficult and challenging to understand. As opposed to, I'm easy creation. Mm-hmm. That's who I am. And if I am easy creation, then all the creation of me is easy, which means everything mm-hmm. I want to create is easy. So mm-hmm. let's all claim that. I am easy, fun creation. I am easy. Well, I'm easy and fun. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't go out and tell a lot of people that. Oh, Lord. We had to work in the sex somehow, didn't we? But
I usually have a lot of fun, so you're just simply telling me I need to have even more fun because I have a lot of fun. I try to make every moment, as you always mention, you know, try to make every moment a joyful, a great experience. So I really work on that every day.
What is the little thing that's taking you, like, I write about this in my e-blast. I had to do a lot of legal stuff and mm-hmm. lawyer stuff, and it took me out of the fun I was having with my bear, and I had to be really conscious of going, okay, well, mm-hmm. I'm the power that gets mm-hmm. to make this fun or make this laborious, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to choose that this is fun, but I had to be very conscious. So what is it in your life that's kind of keeping you on the teeter-totter a little bit?
Well, if
it has to do with
fun,
family.
People will think you're a lunatic too, you know, so you've got to have happy medium there.
Okay, that's the belief. Say it again.
If you're having too much fun, like, say you're at work and you're having too much fun, I feel that people think you're not working.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. your belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get to shift around right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the same energy as creation has to be serious. And if you're talking to God, you better, you know, you better be on your knees, and you better be in a certain state, and, you know, all that stuff
uh-huh.
has been passed down to us. You know, you think you don't talk to, you don't think a little kid's talking to God when he's out, you know, playing in the mud, having a great old time being a pig pen? Of
mm-hmm,
course.
Mm-hmm,
of
mm-hmm.
course. They're connected
mm-hmm.
straight to the God from them to the God of all. Absolutely. So, you know, that's not saying use fun as a reason not to do your work. That's saying use fun and bring fun into the workplace doing
mm-hmm.
your work, which will help, by the way, do it in an even greater, you'll create more, basically.
Okay.
When you bring the fun into it.
I will do it, Dee.
Huh?
I will do it. I have fun. I'll have more fun today.
I think it's probably the ultimate thing we're getting to here. Yes, this is that creation is fun.
Creation
right?
is fun.
I am fun creation. How about that one? Let's claim that. I like that one. I am fun
that feels
creation.
So great.
Woohoo! Yippee! Zippity doodah! All that stuff. Yeah, because creating me is just a bag of fun. Wow, love that one. All right, we got there, Mary. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you again for all that you do. Love you.
Thank you, darling. I love you too. Oh, my God, you know, if you just keep going, you follow the breadcrumbs. Okay, Lynn, what's up?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm not really sure what to ask. I feel like I'm going along, and then I'm moving soon in about a week into a place with a great roommate.
Good.
I'm bringing in work, and I believe there's more here, and
they want to give you this claim, Lynn. They want you to go from existing to flourishing. Now,
okay.
Now, we said no, like verbs. So, what would be the noun? This is interesting, guys. What would be the noun for flourishing? If we're flourishing, oh, we're complete. That's the highest claim. I am complete. Meaning, I have. And I am the creation of all the work, all the money, all the divine right relationships. I'm complete. If we don't claim that the creation of us is complete, then we continually have to look around fixing ourselves or creating ourselves. Now, this opens up an interesting discussion here. So let's take some time with this. It's a true statement. Wow. Okay. Here it is. It's a true statement that we are complete, that we claim I am complete. And what that, the definition of complete is that we are always in conscious creation of ourselves. So it doesn't mean that we stop creating ourselves. It means we are complete as the creation that we are. So I'm complete right now, sitting here, talking to you in my bathrobe and house slippers, looking like something the cat dragged in. I'm absolutely complete, and I'm complete in the creation of me taking a shower and putting on makeup to go out with my daughter. I mean, it's a silly example, but it's an example that you get. So I'm complete in this move into this new apartment. And I'm complete bringing in this money now, as I am also complete in expanding and creating me in greater and different ways also. So, in other words, we have to know and define ourselves as always complete. Otherwise, we go into fixing ourselves and saying that we're not complete, which says I am a person who's not complete, and therefore I am not the sole creator of who I am. Are you with me, Lynn?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's huge, guys. That's a huge understanding for me, anyway, that as we are continuing to create ourselves – that we define ourselves as complete, whole, and perfect.
Mm.
Otherwise, we are kind of talking out of two sides of our mouth. I'm not perfect, and I have to make things better, but I'm the complete God of me. You see, that doesn't go together.
Right.
Okay.
Great.
So
thank
they
you.
Want us to balance this. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light with an open heart, everybody. We claim, I am defining myself as, in this moment, and in all moments, divine love. So it is. Well, aren't we just rocking it today? Thanks, Lynn.
Thank
and good
you.
For you, baby. Good that you have gotten all this together and you're expanding out. That's awesome. That's
thank
it's
you.
A big movement for you. So yippee!
Yes. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Okay. Hey, Tasha, what's up?
Hey, Dee. I wasn't sure why I called in or what to ask, and then it just came through for me with the previous caller that I'm not completely on board with the word complete. I'm having some trouble claiming I am complete and not feeling I am finished.
I didn't say finished.
I know, but complete feels like, okay, there's an end.
Well, exactly. And, okay, they want me to explain it this way. When you have a task to do, you
mm-hmm.
complete it, don't you?
Yes.
So you're finished with that task, but you're not finished with all the other tasks that you want to do. But you have to know you're complete before you move on to the next task. The creation of ourselves follows a very similar formula.
Okay.
I'm creating myself as complete in every moment, and therefore I can complete the next moment.
I'm complete in every moment.
Right.
See, that feels like there's more continuum.
Okay, but you're not listening, Tasha. So
I guess
tell yourself you want to get this.
I do want to get this.
Okay, good. Now say, I am understanding this right now.
I am understanding this.
Okay. An embryo has to be complete before it hatches. An egg embryo has to be complete before it hatches into a chicken. But because it completes its embryo state does not mean it doesn't get to be a chicken. We
okay.
get to continually complete ourselves in every moment so we can expand our completion into the next moment. But if we keep saying we're not complete, then we don't expand into more completeness.
Like when you say you're not whole.
That's right. If you say I am not whole, you can never experience completeness because you have defined yourself as not whole and complete. The definition has got to come first. So instead of the phrase we've used, we were given free will to choose the direction of energy. Now it will read, we were given free will to choose the definition of energy. You have got to define who you are before you create it. And that completes the completion of you as the vibration that completes what you want.
Oh, I think
you got
I
it
got
now?
It. It's like saying I'm a master in every moment, and that doesn't mean that you stand still.
That's right, baby. You got it.
Wow, that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. This show, my gosh, you know, get it, send it to your friends. Tell people to listen to it. This is a show that if they don't get it, they'll get it through this show.
Amazing. I want to hold a chicken now.
Well, we started out with a chicken. Didn't we? All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Daryl in Atlanta. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hey, namaste, Hattis.
How are you, darling?
Doing good. You're awfully right about this being an awesome community.
Thank you.
And I'm only part of it through all of your replays because I have a Unity Church experience that interferes a little bit with the time schedule. But is there yet a Facebook group that we can come together and interact with each other?
There is a Facebook group that Jan McKenzie has started. Oh, my God. I believe, Jan, if you're listening, call in and tell Stephen how to get people on here, will you, please? It's the Collective Consciousness.
Okay. Okay.
Facebook
I looked
group.
Up.
But
okay.
I think you can also Facebook Jan McKenzie and find it. If you can't find it, baby, email me and I will get it to you.
Okay. I appreciate claiming the noun. Claiming that I am the noun, it reminds me of the prayer of protection. I am the light of God. I am the love of God. I am the power of God. And I am the presence of God.
Beautiful.
And what I
want to be very clear with everybody about, the channel's yelling at me, is that those are not just claims after this show. This is who you are clearly standing up and defining yourself before the universe and the world. This is who I am.
I'm accepting my responsibility and my role in creating my reality.
Yes.
And sometimes it's rosy and sometimes it's not. I want more money. I want more photo assignments.
So, Daryl, stop. Put it in the I am now. If you want more money, you can't keep saying I want more money. What do you have to
say?
Well,
I am the money.
I am the money, baby. And what is
the money.
What is being the vibration of money feel like? Go to your love place. Go to that place where instantaneously you feel love.
Okay.
That's what I am money feels like. You marry those two things. And keep your focus held on those two things and the feeling of that, right? Because like they told me, when we know that we literally are the vibration, we are the I am of money, or if you're challenged with health, that, or if you're challenged in relationships, that you are the vibration of divine right relationships. When you truly know that you are the I am presence that's creating all of it, and that you are the I am presence that is the actual vibration of the thing that you want to create, you will know across the board that it works with every subject in your life. So if I create money, I create relationships, I create health, I am the creation of me.
I am complete.
And I am complete. Thank you, darling. Thanks for calling in.
See you.
Oh, dear. I was trying to get through everybody, guys, but we're just not going to get there. I'm sorry. I've got to get ready to sign off here. What a show. My God, every mother here and on the other side is going, hallelujah, they finally got it. So until we meet again, and we will meet again as soon as I get back from China, love yourselves more. Tune in. I've got some great shows planned for you while I'm gone. And remember, I am, and make the most powerful claim in the first person noun that you can. See you soon. Wish me well. Be with me on my trip, as I know you are.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.